All right, for a while there, it wasn't looking real good for Grand Isle. Captain Darrell Carpenter keeps us up to date on the fishing there, and he's going to give us a little bit of an update on the storm recovery. Darrell, how did Grand Isle make out, and what needs to be done from here?
Well, Don, the only thing we need is the people to mix it with. Grand Isle was, I'll put it to you like this, I evacuated my boats and stuff, and where I evacuated my boats to saw worse weather than Grand Isle. We were right outside that eye wall. We got lucky. It was really nothing but a glorified thunderstorm here, Don. If anything, all it could do is kind of help with the fishing. If I'm a little bit sluggish this morning, it's because within the last 30, 45 minutes, we just got off the shrimp boat, been on the shrimp all night long. And let me tell you something, after a storm, it mixes that marsh up and everything goes good. Man, look, the shrimp were so thick last night. We've got every cooler we have full, and it usually does the same thing with the fish. In fact, last night, first time ever, we caught some redfish in the shrimp trough. I'm like, whoa, wait, where did he show up? It flushes that marsh and mixes that marsh up. It causes the bait to start moving around. The water is dirty. Regardless of where you go, it's dirty. We had an exceptional amount of rain. We had, of course, a lot of wind that came with that storm. But other than finding clean water, Don, there's bait everywhere. Everything looks just great, and it helped to flush it. So let it clean up a little bit, and I promise you those fish will be everywhere.
Darrell, do you think that, the rebuild and the renovations meeting new guidelines that are more storm-resistant helped out, or did you just not really, this was not really a good test, didn't have the winds that could have been?
No, Don, I don't think this was a good test, but by all means, the new building codes, the new regulations, they certainly, time has proven that they hold up. But you've also got to remember, too, that, we just had Ida. And, anything that wasn't maintained and taken care of kind of got taken care of with Ida. So everything else that's standing right now, is pretty much has withstood the test of time, so to speak. But, the new building codes definitely make a difference.
Well, Darrell, listen, you sound like you need to go get some rest. Go do that and maybe get you some fish in during the week. Now, next week you're going to be taking off, so we'll try to get the show done without you. Is that okay?
Yeah, I wanted to remind you I will be gone next week. We got to go do our 25th honeymoon.
Well, that's very exciting, and you deserve a day off. I don't think you've missed a report in who knows how many years, maybe a couple decades. I don't know, but enjoy your time off, and glad y'all came out so well, and glad to hear the shrimp are in, and you know what follows the shrimp, the fish. So if somebody needs to get that phone ringing and get on the books, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Yes, sir. They can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find it at realscreamers.com or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All right. Thanks again, my friend. We'll talk to you when you get back in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Don. Y'all have a good day.
All righty. That's Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com. You can find out everything you need to know on his website.